Now, despite what you might see out your window, summer is well and truly here. And of course, in Sydney, that usually means hitting the beach. But for those Sydney-siders that do use mobility aids like wheelchairs, a trip to the beach can pose some frustrating logistical issues. In 2016, the Accessible Beaches campaign was founded to improve access to the beach for everyone. To find out a bit more about the campaign and about how accessibility is looking for 2019, we are joined on the line by Shane Hira-Heck. He's the founder of Accessible Beaches. Shane, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on your show.
Could you tell us a bit about how you went about founding Accessible Beaches?
So, I'm a wheelchair user and I've been working in the industry of providing equipment to people with disabilities for some years. And I was on the on Facebook, of all places, one morning, and I saw a picture of a mat, and that goes to the water's edge. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. How do we not have products like this in Australia making it possible for people with disabilities to get down to the water? So I did more research, and we ordered lots of samples, and then we started providing the same types of equipment in Australia, so in the hope to make beaches more inclusive than what they currently are.
It is one of those things that as soon as you think about it, you wonder, yeah, like you said, why don't we have it here in Australia already? So what are some of the issues that people with limited mobility or other impairments do face at the moment when it comes to visiting the beach?
Well, I mean, trying to wheel your wheelchair over sand is pretty much almost impossible. And I think everyone knows that metal and salt water and sand and corrosion is sort of a thing that doesn't really get along too well. So trying to wheel down to the water's edge is really difficult. So most wheelchair users and people with disabilities in general are usually stuck in the car park. So for instance, if you're a grandma and you're hard of walking and your family wants to go to the beach, grandchildren wants to make their first sandcastle, then that's something you may be left out of. And as wheelchair users, I hear stories all the time of, you know, having to travel from the country for a couple of hours to get to the beach and then being stuck in the car park while your wife and children go in and enjoy the beach. So the whole thing that Accessible Beaches is about is making it more inclusive, making it more accessible so people aren't left out.
And you mentioned before the mats that go down to the shoreline. Is that the only way to improve accessibility?
Well, actually, there's six key points. I'm so glad you asked. So there's accessible car parking is one element, bathrooms, changing places so people can actually get changed and have a shower at the beach. Shade is really, really important. Beach wheelchairs is another aspect. But one of the mats is one of the key aspects because what it does is allows a wheelchair user to wheel from the footpath all the way down to the water's edge, but be able to stay in their own chair. And some people can't or don't want to be able to go into the water, so they don't really want to be in the wheelchair. They'd rather just be close to their family and friends. But those that do want to go into the water, then it's great to use devices such as beach wheelchairs. And this allows them to transfer out of their chair into a beach chair and then straight into the water with whoever they're there with.
And so what beaches are, I suppose, have been made more accessible coming into summer?
Well, a lot around Australia. I'm sort of sad to say there hasn't been a lot of action in Sydney. There's actually about 10 beaches in Victoria now that have beach access that are all very close to Melbourne within about an hour's drive. That's saying Malabar Beach, which is in the council of Randwick, have just made their beach accessible, which is exciting and amazing. The council and the Rotary Club have worked together to purchase 60 metres of mat, which goes literally right into the water. And it's there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bondi has purchased 10 metres of mat, which they purchased last year. However, no one's ever seen it rolled out before last season. So I know one family drove 4 hours to get to the beach with their son who has CP, and to arrive at the beach and not see any mat there. So it's really important as well that if you do purchase equipment, you purchase enough to give people a good experience. But when you say you're going to roll it out, it's so important that you do roll it out. Otherwise, it leads to some disappointment for the family.
And how can we get involved helping out, making sure that other beaches are made accessible?
Again, I'm so glad you asked. So, it's really important that people spread the word and speak to their local council and express their desire to have more inclusive beaches. If you do see stuff as well on the internet in regards to accessible beaches, it's good to share it and spread the word. But if you're in a position to chat with your local MP as well, I think that's another great place to go and have a chat with them and say, look, this is what we would like to do. How can you help with this? But the decision lies strongly with councils, because councils can quite easily make that change that they need to make. So, yeah, chatting to councils, letting them know that you like to see inclusion of beaches is probably the best first step.
Shane, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on the show, and have a great day.
You too. That was Shane Heinrich. He's the Managing Director of Push Mobility and the founder of Accessible Beaches, having a chat with us this morning about making our beaches accessible for everyone as we do come into the summer months.